Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 22 known as random theory. Now this is the first theory of investment. This is the theory which will open up the gates for each one of you to understand how, based on the theories of investment, an investor would invest. You know friends, if I have to tell you the price of this particular share is going to rise, the next question you ask me is that who gave you this information? If I tell you, Alpesh, that tomorrow the shares of this company is going to rise, the first question comes to your mind is, how did you come to know? Who told you? What is the basis of this information? You may ask me this question. Or might be you trust me so much, Alpesh, you tell me, sir, since you are saying, I agree, I will blindly believe you. But when you blindly believe me and based on that you are investing, then also there is some theory behind it. The theory is that you are having a trust in me. Similarly, an investor, when he invests, he would be usually following one of these theories. As an investor, whenever you invest in shares, you might be following one of these theory patterns. Because this theory helps us to understand how the investment is properly done. And we as investor would fall absolutely when we invest in shares in one of these theories. My duty is to explain you all and make you understand different theories of investment. You have to identify where or which theory you fall in or which theory you are actually following, not me. I hope everyone is clear so far. Let me go ahead and explain you what is basically the random theory. Before that, what is the structure of this chapter? In this chapter, we will be understanding what is random theory, what are the advantages of theory, what are the pitfalls of this theory, followed with understanding the basic conclusive part of what is random theory all about. So let us now go ahead and understand random theory and its applications of advantages and pitfalls. Random theory. The random theory of investment is based on the premise that there is no logic in share price movements. This theory is based on the principle or rule that there is no logic in the share price movements. Share price moves up and down without any logic. It is purely, there is no concept, there is no logic behind it. Okay, because of demand increase, the price of the shares are increasing. There is no such logic. Because of companies giving good revenues, that is why the share is increasing. There is no logic. So remember, this theory is based upon the fact that there is no logic behind price movement of shares. The price movement of shares happens just like that. There is no base on which this price is moving. It is just going up and down based on its own functioning or on its own way. So this theory is purely based on what? Random movement. It will move up and down randomly without any logical, thought or logical functioning. Hence, gains from a share purchased at random and from other purchases after a deep study are not likely to differ. So based on this judgment, this concept, it is evidently followed that the share purchase on the random basis, that is some of the shares you pick up randomly, and when you deeply study one company shares and you buy, they would not differ so much, because randomly purchased has got no logic and deeply studied and purchased has got logic. But finally the markets react in some different manner, and hence it is said that after deep study also they are not likely to differ. They will be just as per the market. There is truth in this theory, as basic methods of predicting prices, that is fundamental and technical analysis, are not accuracy. Now this has been taken up into consideration while understanding the random theory, that is fundamental and technical analysis are not accurate. What is fundamental and what is technical? Fundamental, which means what? That if companies, if analyst or investor is taking today's position of the company and predicting the prices, it is said that it is following fundamental analysis. If company takes into consideration past or company is following last 5 years what the company has done and accordingly predicting, it is said that company is following technical analysis. So in while understanding random theory, it is based upon a fact that fundamental and technical analysis are not accurate because they are also based on someone's judgment. So that judgment may also be wrong, and hence it is said that randomly you select, or with lot of information and lot of analysis also you select, both will have got very little difference in the understanding of the random theory. Moving ahead, studies carried out on the New York and Mumbai stock exchanges by editor of Forbes magazine and Dr. Sharma respectively provided evidence to support the theory. So there was a research which was done, and this research was done by the New York and Mumbai stock exchanges editor of Forbes magazine and Dr. Sharma respectively to provide evidence or proof to this kind of movement. The fact that future is hazy pays credence to this theory. The fact that future is hazy, which means what? We everyone know that future is very, very not very sure. Future is very, very fluctuative. We are not very sure that in future, yes, this is the thing what is going to happen. Future is just going to depend. Since future is hazy, and hence this theory is very, very logically true. As it is saying that randomly the price of the shares may increase, which means there is no basis, there is no logic behind the price would move up and down. So it basically makes very it gives us the proof, it gives us the evidence. The evidence is that we all know that future is hazy, which means we are not sure. So this particular concept gives us credibility, this gives us proof, evidence that yes, because future is hazy, we feel that the price movement is also not going to be very sure or fixed. Traders on stock market act in herds. Herds means what? They act in groups. Shares are bought and sold on the mob instinct. So remember, traders on the stock market are in herds. Herds means what? Groups. And the shares are bought and sold on what instinct? Mob. Mob means what? How the group is doing, how the gang is doing, how everyone in the markets are responding. If everyone in the markets are selling, I will also start selling. If everyone in the markets are purchasing, I will start purchasing. No one is applying its mind. Everyone is doing without any logic. They are just doing based on whatever situations they are fallen in. So these are the evidence which Forbes magazine editor chief and Dr. Sharma analyzed on two different stock exchanges, based on which they gave us the conclusion that any share price movement is basically having no logic. Let us move ahead. Since no evaluation is required for investment decision, layman with no expertise can easily trade in the market. What is the advantage of random theory? Since there is no technical knowledge required, since there is no kind of technicalities or technical functioning or technical activities required, and hence what exactly happens? And hence there is no expertise required for predicting the share price movement, because it is going to go up and down based on no information. It might go up, it might go down on any kind of, not any kind of logic. It will go up or go down based on market requirement. Remember friends, individual investors can take decisions without consulting or monitoring other investors. When you follow random theory, the biggest advantage of random theory is that the individual investor can take decisions themselves. They will need not require to take decision based on somebody else's information or somebody else's in prediction. So it is acting as an added advantage. The chances of accumulating balanced portfolio are high. So random theory follows in random theory, the advantage is that the chances of accumulating balanced portfolio are high. Chances of accumulating balanced portfolio means what? There is high chances of that the portfolio would be accumulated, means what? There will be more amount of shares which will be bought and then they can sell. So random theory is an advantage that they can collect the shares, and then when they need it, they can sell the shares, because of which they can get good returns and revenues in the as per their requirement. So these are four advantages of random theory. Like we have said that a quote that every coin has two sides. Similarly, every concept has an advantage as well as a disadvantage. We have got few pitfalls also. Pitfalls is that investment decision is outside the control of investor. Random theory, as we are following random theory, it is purely based on what? it is purely based on no logic. Since it is purely based on no logic, there is no control of the investor. Hence, there is heavy dependence on lady luck. There will be full dependence on lady luck. Everyone will say that the share prices have gone up or gone down. Based on what? Based on the luck. Your luck is good, so shares are going up. Your luck is bad, so your shares are going down. So that is what is the basis of random theory. This is the biggest disadvantage, that it is not logic, it is based on the lady luck. In random selection, even sick companies get selected for investment. So in random, because you are selecting some companies randomly, might be you are investing in some companies which are sick companies, which are not doing well, which are already in loss. So you might select that companies also, because there is no logic. You may buy any companies in the market shares, because you just have no logic behind buying this company shares or that company shares. The theory is speculation at its best. As we all know, speculation means what? Maximum or quick gain with minimum efforts. If I want quick gain with minimum efforts, I will not be having time to think. I will not have time to basically plan. I will be just taking it as per the response. And thus, this theory is speculation at its best. Belief that investor will gain has no logic. Belief that the investor will gain has no logic only. This is the biggest disadvantage of random theory. The concept itself is the biggest disadvantage. That is, there is a belief, there is a trust, there is a kind of a belief that the share movement has got no logic. It is the biggest disadvantage of this theory. Before I conclude and explain you all the concluding part of random theory, let me just sum up the random theory. Random theory then sums up to three parameters. First is, technical or fundamental analysis cannot guarantee superior results. If you follow the price, if you are following the price of the shares, if someone says that the movement of the share price is because of this or that reason, then it is going to be either based on technical analysis, which means based on the past, or fundamental, what the company is doing now. Technical and fundamental analysis also cannot guarantee that yes, this is you will definitely get. They also cannot guarantee superior results. Hence, one has to diversify one's portfolio as much as possible. So, random theory, what exactly it is saying is absolutely correct. As if you are thinking about investing in shares, it is purely going to be what based on? It is purely going to be based on as much as possible, you need to diversify your portfolio. Don't just put in one company. Invest in many, many, many companies, which will make sure you will distribute your basket of securities. The random theory does advocate the need to create a long-term investment for results. Yes, random theory does tell you that there is a need, there is sure need for creating long-term investment for results. So random theory says you that when you are investing, you should definitely look for long-term results, not for just a particular period you are investing and then forgetting. So that is what random theory is based upon. So random theory does advocate that the need of creating a long-term investment for results is advisable. So thus, if I have to sum up this whole chapter of random theory, I can tell you one important information, or I would like to share rather one important information, that this random theory, friends, is just purely based on what? That there is no logic behind the share price movement. Whatever things we think that yes, because of demand and supply, because of company's profitability, because of company's revenues, because of company's this, that, and many, many etc. things. Random theory keeps all these things aside and tells us that the movement of the share prices is purely without any logic. There is no logic. There is no reason. There is no surety why the price should move up and down. So this is what random theory is all about. If you as an investor buy shares and sell shares in form of group or herds, like a mob instinct, then trust me, friends, what are you doing? You are not doing any mistake. You are said to be that you are following the random theory concept. So random theory is based on the concept that there is no logic. And this is what basically sums up the whole theory. So if you are buying and selling shares based on your own mood or based on the luck, let me try the luck. And you buy one share and sell one share, which means that you are following random theory. It's nothing wrong. Every theory has got its advantage and disadvantage. Like every coin has two sides. One is heads or tails or scales, whatever we call it as. Every point has an advantage and has a disadvantage. Similarly, this theory also has an advantage as well as disadvantage. So, don't look that this you are taking this particular theory, it is a right or a wrong theory. It is purely based on your judgment what theory you are following. So, if you are buying the shares based on no logic, it means that you are following a random theory. I hope you have understood this theory absolutely clear in your mind. It is not wrong to follow any theory. It is just that you need to understand the benefits and demerits of this theory based on which you have to react accordingly. I hope you had got good time interacting with me and understanding this chapter. I had a good time explaining you this chapter. That's all from my side. Thank you.